Hi, this is Cecilia from Tarot by Cecilia, and this is your tarot card of the day for Tuesday, March 19th, 2024. And the card is the beautiful Three of Swords from the Tarot of Mystical Moments by artist Katrin Wellstein. First up, I want to say Happy New Year to everyone, even though it doesn't happen until 11:06 p.m. here. We're still under the influence of Pisces season for most of the entirety of the day. Now, this card, I want to talk about this card. Am I the only one who looks at the image and immediately hears Bon Jovi, you know, shot through the heart and you're to blame? You give love a bad name. Yesterday we had the Two of Cups. And I look at him like, oh my God, today we have the Three of Swords. You know, some of what I was talking about yesterday applies here. Right, with relationships and things of that nature. Now, I'm not saying something bad's going to happen relationship-wise, but we need to bear in mind, Mercury did enter its shadow phase yesterday. It's currently in Aries, and we can get in trouble when Mercury's in Aries because it's very easy to speak without thinking. So, that betrayal that the card represents, that could happen real easy. Now, we also have the fact that it is eclipse season, and this card brings, you know, separations. But I got to tell you, those celebrations are coming. You know, the flip side of it. And it's not too far off. You will see. So what really is going on today? Well, our Cancer moon is going to be trine to Neptune in Pisces. It's going to trine the sun in Pisces. And it won't be until late afternoon when it finally moves into Leo, where it will oppose Pluto. Oh my goodness, right? Oppositions, they tend to be about relationships, right? Those opposite kind of relationships. Pluto, death, birth, transformation. I'm just like, you know, you don't know what'll happen. First of all, Aquarius is a very unpredictable type of sign. So that's where Pluto is at the moment. I think it's still at the 1 degree mark there too. So things are happening. It's a little bit, could be those separations. You just don't know. All right, you just don't know, because it does come with a little bit of not knowing how it's going to play out with that Aquarius energy. Me, I'm hanging in there for almost midnight, just waiting to get to the new year. Have that energy come in, light a fire under all of us, and get us going. But one thing is for sure, as we see these cards coming out right now, you know, things are going to happen. It's a given, all right? Change does not come by everything staying the same, all right? So there are separations in relationships. There are betrayals in life, not always by people, all right? It could be any manner of ways that things make us feel as though we've been betrayed. And I don't necessarily see this as all bad, but I can't get that song out of my head. I want to thank you all very much for being here. I'll see you here again tomorrow. And as always, have a great day.